Video: Kacey Musgraves faces boycott backlash after asking fans to donate to fund for children of parents deported unfairly. By Warner Todd Houston on August 27, 2026. Left-wing country singer Kacey Musgraves has been hit with boycott calls after she recently opened her concert in Chicago sitting on a giant disco ball shaped like hanging testicles, where she pushed her audience to donate money to the children of illegal migrants. Musgraves had previously canceled her opening night in Chicago, along with three other shows, but she finally turned up Friday at the United Center Top Open her Middle of Nowhere tour. During the concert, the I Remember Everything singer turned political to show off her support for illegal migrants. The singer urged her audience to donate money to an organization that supports the children of ill migrants who have been deported unfairly, she claimed. "T's a wonderful organization, and they help give aid, legal aid, and money to children whose parents have been deported unfairly. It's not a political thing, it's just these kids need help," she said from the stage. "Watch. At Plea Lauren, this is what it looks like when no one tells me no." Kacey Musgraves opening night. Hashtag Kacey Musgraves, hashtag middle of nowhere, hashtag rhinestoned, hashtag United Center original sound, Clear Lauren. Musgraves has touted her support of the Chicago-based Young Center for Immigrant Children's Rights before. In April, she worked with online fashion marketplace Depop to sell her stage costumes and clothing with the proceeds to benefit the group. But after the news of the Grammy winner's comments broke, calls for a boycott of Musgrave rose online, according to the New York Post. "What is an unfair deportation?" Outkick's Tomi Lahren asked on X. "Another traitorous woman who wants nothing more than to see our country fall," an X user opined. "Shut up and sing, Kacey, sick. Why do musicians think they can draw a line in the sand? You alienate 50% of your audience," another wrote. One X user called for a boycott, writing, "You just turned yourself a big old boycott, you traitor. Illegal aliens and their kids don't deserve our patronage and neither do you. I'm deporting Musgraves from all my music playlists," one user replied. Musgraves also joked about the disco testicles and noted that her grandmother was in the audience to see the display. "It takes a lot of balls to get up here and do what I do every night. It takes two gigantic, anatomically correct sparkly balls," she joked. "I've actually got my Nana in the house tonight. And she always told me, honey, if you're gonna do something, do it big, do it sparkly. Nana, is this what you had in mind?" According to Whiskey Riff, Musgraves has proven that she is a rather anodyne leftist. Despite being a country singer, she also announced that she opposes allowing kids to be exposed to Christianity in schools. In July, Musgraves smeared Texas as some sort of Christian nationalist state and claimed that officials are forcing the Bible on kids and indoctrinating them after the state passed new education rules to include the Bible in school lessons. The country singer had taken to her Instagram account to share a Dallas Morning News story with a headline stating Bible passages will be taught in Texas public schools. To that story, Musgraves added a caption reading, "The Bible being forced by people who don't even follow it themselves. SMFH. This is simply indoctrination and it's not okay." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.